For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to the Voice of Victory broadcast. How many times have you heard the old cliche, God will not give you more trials than you can bear? Have you ever been going through a difficult time in your life and those well-meaning words fell flat? In Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, there is comfort to be found when Paul states that God gave him more than he could bear. But what was the result? Pastor Holland begins a message today entitled, More Than You Can Bear. Turn with us to the 2 Corinthians, chapter 1, as we begin.
But how many of you ever heard people say, God will not put more on you than you're able to bear? How many of you believe that's in the Bible? You're scared to raise your hand, ain't you? All right. Well, I'm going to tell you, it's not. Bible doesn't say anything, anywhere, about where God will not put more on you than you're able to bear. But the closest thing we find in the Bible is in 1 Corinthians 10:13. There's no temptation taken you, but such is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape that you may be able to bear. Now, a lot of people take that to mean that God won't put more on you than you're able to bear. But he's not talking about trials and tribulation here. He's talking about temptation. He said if a temptation comes your way, God is not going to tempt you more than you're able to bear. However, he never says anywhere that he'll not put more on us than we're able to bear. You say, well, that just don't sound right. Well, just hang with me. We'll get there in a minute. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 8, the Bible says, and we find Paul writing, he wrote, For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure, above strength, insomuch that we despaired for our life. Does that not sound like a man that's got more on him than he's able to bear? I would say and suggest that it does. He said that he was pressed out of measure. It was above strength, insomuch that he despaired for his life. Now, that's a hard truth. But it teaches there are times when God will put more on us than we're able to bear. I want to preach to you this morning on the subject of more than we're able to bear. And if you have your Bibles, I want you to look with me in chapter number 1 of 2 Corinthians, verses 8 through 10. He said, For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life. But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God which raiseth the dead, who delivered us from so great a death, and doth deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. According to verse number 8, the first thing we notice this morning is oftentimes as a child of God, we are stunned by trials that come in our life. We find the Apostle Paul in verse number 8, he said, For we would not, brethren, have you to be ignorant of our trouble. Paul is saying, I want you to be sure that you know that you're going to have trouble. I want you to understand when you have them and you experience them, what you're going to go through and what you're going to see. Some Christians are amazed after they come to know the Lord. I tell you, people get saved and they say, well, everything's going to be just wonderful and we're going to have smooth sailing from here on out. I'm saved and I'm on my way to heaven. I'm going to tell you something. It's a wonderful thing to be saved by the blood of Jesus Christ and be on your way to heaven. But I can assure you the Christian life is not an easy path. It's not all a downhill thing or downhill slide. It's filled with problems and troubles that, yes, are beyond what we can bear. Remember who is writing this. It's the Apostle Paul. Did not the Apostle Paul suffer more things than we could ever imagine? If I ask you who the greatest person in the New Testament was, you'd probably say, well, by all means, it's the Apostle Paul. But we find the Apostle Paul went through tribulation and trial and difficulties that he even admitted was beyond his strength and beyond measure, and he was unable to bear it. George Duncan, in his book on 2 Corinthians, said, We need to remember that the badge of Christian service is not a cushion, but it's a cross. Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? understanding that we're not living in a day to where we're going to live a cushiony life. Paul said, "For I would not, brethren, to have you ignorant of the trouble which came to me in Asia." Understand today, trials are going to come. Friend, it's not unusual. It's not abnormal. In fact, it's normal for trials to come in our life. And if they don't come, we better be a little concerned about that, because God said the trials would come. Jesus never promised his followers anything less than he received while on the earth. We should remember how Jesus, do you not think that he had more on him than he was able to bear? The Bible said, I know he was God, but he was dependent upon the Father. But literally, he bowed his head and he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? As they crowned him with the crown of thorns and they pierced his side and they nailed him to an old rugged tree. Friend, I don't know about you. I've had some trials. I've had some tribulation, but I've never had none quite like that. I look around and I see people today going through difficulties and trials. But if somebody wrote the song, "Am I a Soldier of the Cross? Must I be carried to the skies on flowery beds of ease, while others fought to win the prize and sail through bloody seas? And there no foes for me to face, must I not stem the flood? Is this vile world a friend of grace to help me on to God?" We ought not be surprised when trials and tribulations come our way. Again, as I already said, we ought to be surprised if they don't come. Now, Paul is wanting to educate us on trouble. We're going to have trouble, and there's going to be difficulty. And by the way, could I tell you, not only was the Apostle Paul one with great trouble, but could I tell you something today? We get to thinking sometimes that we've got so much on us that we just don't know if we're going to be able to bear it. And you might not can, because God does not guarantee that you will be able to bear it. But let me just share this. This came through yesterday. It's the way God works sometimes. But I had this letter that was written from one of our missionaries, Bob Ford. And he wrote me a letter, and he put in there, he says, "Please pray for this family." I want to read to you a paragraph from this letter. He said, "January was another month of hurting for our family and the precious Brady family. A little over a year ago, Dr. Church Brady Sr., my cherished friend, went home to heaven with heart failure. A month later, his oldest daughter, Deborah Brady Sherwood, joined her dad by the way of cancer. This month, our precious friend and the oldest son, Chuck Sonny Brady, went home via a car accident. He was getting prepared to join me at Bearing Precious Seed Ministry. We were all shocked. Marie and I have traveled to Tampa, Florida area for 3 funerals. How our hearts have been broken for the precious family of 10 who are now 7. Miss Darlene Brady has seen her husband, her daughter, and her son go to heaven in a little over a year. Please pray for her and Sonny's wife, Leah, as well as the rest of the Brady children and their families. Brenda Brady Green, Cheryl Brady Groover, Steve Brady, Becky Brady Jackson, Jim Brady, formerly of the Booth Brothers Trio and now Jim Brady Trio, and Marla Brady Henry. These precious friends are all in the ministry of our Lord. I don't know about you. I know what it's like to lose loved ones. But can you imagine losing your husband and losing your daughter and losing your son in such a short period of time? I would say that my trials seem minimal when I read that. But let me give you something a little even more serious than that. This was written by a man named Bob Ford with Bearing Precious Seed Ministry. Many of you know Brother Bob Ford. We supported him for years. And literally, this man has physically endured more than any man on the face of the earth that I know of. I know he's had over 50 surgeries performed. The last time he was here, and he's not able to travel like he did, but the last time he was here, he passed out in the foyer and had a seizure. And he lay there, and we tried to do what we could to help him. And now he writes in this email and asks us to pray for that family. He said, and he's talking about what he's willing to do. He's not able to do what he used to do. But he said, "My pain level is too high, thus making the ministry harder. We have not stopped our ministry, but wear out quicker from traveling and preaching. If I can help with my pain level with surgical procedures in the months ahead, I will not have to go ahead with the four, or I will be able to go ahead with the 4 major surgeries that I need. I also have to have more surgery in June to look for cancerous tumors in my bladder. Your prayers in this area are greatly appreciated. I'm just saying, friend, I believe Brother Bob Ford's got a burden and a tribulation and a trial that he's unable to bear. Now, just hang with me. I know what you're saying. Don't get ahead of me. Just stay with me, and I promise you, I'm going to show you something in a minute that'll help you. But I want you to know that every time we go through life, we experience the trials and difficulties, and we find the Apostle Paul saying we are pressed out of measure above strength. Did you catch that? Paul's burden was more than he could stand. The situation exceeded his strength. Literally, he despaired for his life. And it may get to the point in our life that we do the same thing. Have you been there? Have you felt a taste of trouble in this life, wondering if you were going to survive it? I have. I've gone through difficulty, and I thought oftentimes, I wonder if I'm ever see the light of day. The pressure and the weight crushing down upon me. First of all, we are stunned by our trials. But second of all, we are shaped by our trials. Look in verse number 9. But we have the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God which raises the dead. Now here's the key to the message this morning. I'll get there a little bit further, but notice what he said, that we should not trust in ourselves. Friend, there's no ability, there's no strength, there's no power within myself. But I want you to know today I serve a mighty God in heaven who is able to do exceedingly abundant above all that I ask or think. And even when I get to the point that I'm in despair and I'm going through difficulty and I can't hardly bear it and I even can't bear it at times, there's a God in heaven that knows my needs. The Apostle Paul talks about in the same book later on in 2 Corinthians 11:25. He said, thrice was I beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep. He was no weak-kneed, fair-weather follower of Christ. He was a strong, determined follower of Christ. But yet, even in his strength, he failed to be able to bear all the hardships that he endured. I'm glad today that I'm thankful today that even though I've had trials, I've never had the trials Paul had. I've never had the trials Jesus had. And I'm going to tell you today, in our trials, we're not able to bear it. We find that there's going to be trouble. We cannot bear it. We cannot handle it. It ought to humble us. It ought to help us to understand our abilities. But notice what happens when God brings us face to face. When the troubles get bigger and stronger than we are. Paul says, we had the sentence of death in ourselves. Now the word sentence of death is a judicial term. And Paul believed the verdict was in. He thought that the sentence of death was upon him. In fact, he was at the point that he did not believe he was going to live. Yet we see Paul did not see any outcome other than death. Can you imagine such a desperate situation? Have you ever been and you ever heard somebody, you go to the hospital and they're in so much pain, they said, literally, I just wish I could die. They're going through a trial that they're not able to bear. They're going through a trial to where they're pressed down beyond measure. Their strength is gone. And they have no ability to do it. Paul said in Romans 7:18, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing.
And this is where our time today cuts us short. Be sure to tune in next week as Pastor Holland continues this message, More Than You Can Bear. Will you choose victory today?
This is Gary Holland, and today's message came to you from the pulpit of Victory Baptist Church, where I serve as pastor. If God has touched your life through the Voice of Victory broadcast, please let us know by contacting us at victorybaptistchurch.us, where all regular services are webcast live. Written correspondence can be addressed to Victory Baptist Church at 938 North Pine Tree Boulevard, Thomasville, Georgia, 31792. We would like to invite you to our services this morning at Victory Baptist Church, or you can join us on the internet. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week at this same time.